Now, WBTM's Health Beat with Katherine Davis.
Stroke. It can happen to anyone. I know it happened to me on May 3rd. I was strong and healthy, I thought, trying to eat a healthy diet, get regular exercise, didn't smoke or drink alcohol, didn't have high blood pressure, and had my cholesterol controlled with medication. But somehow a small blood clot lodged in a blood vessel in my brain, temporarily cutting off the flow of blood and oxygen. I had only two symptoms, slurred speech and bad balance, but an MRI the next day confirmed the stroke. The next morning, I awoke with weakness on my right side, making it nearly impossible to walk without help or to use my right hand to write or even feed myself. Fortunately, though, through physical, occupational, and speech therapy and the prayers of friends, I have regained most of my function. Fellow stroke survivor Adrian Cushenberry says if you suspect that you or someone you love is having a stroke, think of the acronym FAST.
The F is for face. Ask that person to smile. If you see that their smile starts to drift to one side, that could be a symptom for having a stroke. Also, ask them to raise both of their arms. If one of their arms starts to drift back down, that's also going to be a symptom for a stroke. Then S is really for the speech. Ask them to repeat a phrase after you. If you're looking for a slur in their speech, T is for time. If you see these symptoms taking place, then dial 911.
To learn more, visit cdc.gov/stroke. To replay this or other programs, go to wbtmdanville.com and click on Behind the Mic. For WBTM's Health Beat, I'm Katherine Davis.